Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dope.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. We you to the grill tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night.
There you go, goddammit, we ready to roll. I don't see very many calls today. It's a couple on there. Hey, 347, can you hear me? Everything good?
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear, bud. Can you hear me?
I got you, bro. I just want to make sure, you know, I didn't change, put you back in. I changed everything around, you know. I just want to make sure I'm coming through loud and clear, goddammit. You know, this is the goddamn Flyest radio show you ever gonna get to participate in it. I'm your goddamn host, Rosebud, motherfucking Bit of Dubs. You know that's me. Now, I mean, I'm going to some different things, fellas. I mean, I'm really doing some different things. Of course, need your help if that's the case. But you know my qualifications. You know my master's in the BAs and all that shit. The PhD in charging bitches. You know all that. But what you don't know, you might even know this too, but I'm telling you, I am putting all this together. All my teaching skills, all the things that I've talked to you about, all the goddamn shit that we've been going through together, I'm putting it, I'm really putting it to where those of you that actually trusted me and bought into the course. You're going to go to graduate school. That's what this new fucking group is really going to be about. And I told you maybe 5 years ago that I have, maybe 6 years ago, that I have a goddamn plan. I have an ultimate plan. Now, I could have rushed all this shit on you. Everything I'm thinking, everything I'm going to do, I could have did as soon as I thought of it. But what good would that do? I don't have any motherfuckers to kick you with because you guys ain't had no goddamn game. I did not have to participate in the group, so why bring the group up? So what I'm saying is you got to deny yourself sometimes. Even when you think some shit that is correct, is on point, you still have to deny yourself. Because if it's not the right time, you may as well have not even thought of it. Because it's not going to work. The time is getting right. Because I've been kicking it with motherfuckers for 6 years. I've been lacing all you guys for 6 years. Now, of course, some of you just being entertained. All right, you're you. That's why you're not getting the group. But you motherfuckers that's really been kicking it with me, I'm telling you, man, my plan is coming only now. I told you there's 12 steps. Only now are we going to the second step. And each step gets quicker and quicker and quicker. So it took 6 years to get to the second step. Shit, it might take 2 years to get to the third step. And so on and so forth until these things happen to where you accomplish them when you really think of them. So just understand that I have a plan, and those of you that bought the not all the tools, but at least the full confidence course, 1.0, 2.0, and 3.0, you're fucking welcome to the group. Just send me an email to askrosewood@gmail.com. Send me an email. that email that I sent you, make sure that's there, because that's your proof that you bought all three parts of the course. And you're in. That's all you got to do is send me that email. And if you don't send me one, what I'm actually going to do is go through my PayPal archives, and every one of you guys that spent $7.50 or $6.50 or whatever you sent, I'm going to get you anyway. And if you want to get in, fine. If not, it's up to you. So I have a goddamn degree, a first degree red belt in mental gymnastics. Now, I don't know if you guys know what that means. I used to say it a lot, but I never did say what having a red belt means in mental gymnastics. What it actually means is that in martial arts, when you get to a certain degree black belt, there's no further, you can't go any further. You're already an expert. But then, if you do want to go further and you train harder, you can achieve the red belt, which is a master. Now, a red belt in mental gymnastics is exactly like a red belt in martial arts. You've mastered your craft or your art. And what I'm saying is there is absolutely no situation. There is absolutely no time out of a dead sleep. You can wake up and you're going to have the right thing to say. You're going to have the right move to make. You're not going to second guess yourself, because you know as a martial artist, when you second guess yourself, you didn't got hit in the throat. You can't second guess yourself. Everything has to come to you fluent. And it has to come to you fluent because you mastered it. And this is what we're going to do in the group. You're going to get that goddamn red belt. See, if you're listening to me right now, you're getting a better idea of how qualified I am to host this goddamn show. I'm not just a shit talker, although I do plenty of that. You know, you guys, when we be a group, the fucking group chat going to be open, and you can't be afraid to motherfucking talk between yourselves, because this is part of what you're going to be learning. There is no particular comfort zone. You can't wait till you in this zone, so you got to do it now. You got to do it whenever you come into the group. And goddammit, don't fuck out, because you ain't going to get to learn what you're supposed to learn if you motherfucking punk out and get scared. You got to get out the group, because I don't know, man. I might not get scared. Man, you motherfuckers, man. Oh, I'm sorry. None of you done this. I'm not jumping in. My bad. But any goddamn way, you know this show is being brought to you by AskRoseBlood.com and DownAndDirty101.com. And you can find a lot of information on those sites. And you can use that information to improve yourself. So make sure you do that damn shit. You know, I'm really glad that you motherfuckers are really starting to jump on these tools, man. Because believe me, these tools are dope. They are seriously dope. They teach you a lot. If you know, have any questions, not any questions, but some pertinent questions, you hit me on myassrosebud@gmail.com and we can kick it about it. You know, but I'm not going to go into no long motherfucking, you know, I don't want to hear your life story. As soon as I see more than one or two lines state your case, I'm not going to read your shit. So, you know, I'm opening up to you. You can hit my email and I will answer your shit personally. But I'm not going to read your life story. I don't want to hear all that. I want you to tell me whatever the fuck you got to tell me, and I'll respond, and we'll go from there. You know, you can follow me on Twitter @MrRosebud. You know, make sure you put B's in my goddamn name. And I'm just happy, you guys. You just don't know how happy I am. I got my new office. I did sore decorated it and everything. It's cool. I'm sitting in it right now. I'm just feeling good because, you know, I make moves. I make moves. I don't just talk about shit. I make moves. You know, if you get to fuck with me personally, you will see that you learn how to make moves. Now, this is something I just thought of when I said that. I am starting to get not a lot, but a few of you guys hit me about trying to locate that goddamn tray. I hate I introduced you to him because all of you that do write in about it are saying the same thing. He left you hanging. And you thought he was worth fucking with because he was fucking with me. Man, I apologize, and it ain't really nothing I could do. I don't really know how to do the shit that he knows how to do as far as whatever he was talking about, that e-commerce bullshit. You know, I never did, you know, seriously buy into that shit. It's just that he said he was going to handle that shit. You know, and as long as I didn't have to, you know, do all the bullshit, fuck with it, whatever, then cool, fuck it. We can do it, man. But you guys are learning as I learned. You learn all that glitter ain't gold, and I shouldn't knew that. You know, motherfucker ain't shit. You know, though, if you can't stand up for your word, you ain't shit. If you got people trusting you, sending you shit, money and shit, because of shit you say you can do, and they fucking believe you, and your ass leave them hanging, death is too good for your motherfucking ass. I mean, I'm serious. I apologize for introducing you guys to that lying-ass motherfucker. Because evidently, he don't have what it takes. Now, you guys all simply want true information. And you've actually gotten accustomed to getting that shit from me. And I'm sure if I say, hey, man, I'm not giving you no more truth. If I said that, you motherfuckers would want to know why? And I would have to tell you something, some kind of reasoning that would make sense to you. But there would be no reason, so I'm not going to do that. But I'm just going to talk about some things, man. I wonder, is that too much respect of me? I mean, is that too much for you to expect from a cold-hearted world? Let me answer that for you. Yes. Hell motherfucking yes. It's too fucking much to expect. Now, what I'm saying is, this show, my course, everything that I'm trying to do is going to teach you how to command what you want. And you got to understand, commanding and demanding are different things. You have to be able to command what you want. Of course, push comes to shove, you might have to demand what you want. But see, with fucking with me, you ain't gonna have to ask for shit, and you ain't gonna have to demand shit from a goddamn woman. I see you 281, let me make this point. You ain't gonna have to do none of that. The only thing you're gonna have to do is use some of the shit, a few of the techniques that you get from my courses, and they're gonna speak for you. What's up with you, 281?
Hello?
Yeah, I got you. What's happening?
Hey, I don't know.
I hear you, bro. What's happening?
I don't know if the rest of the listeners can hear, man, but you sound kind of low.
I sound low? Hold on. Let me turn the phone mic. Am I sounding low now?
A little bit. It's better, though.
Well, my mic is, I have my mic down a little. I don't like to have it too loud because I get to talking loud. So, now, did you have a question or you just wanted to tell me that?
No, I didn't have a question, man, but I have a statement, something to say, though.
Okay, what's up?
I just want to tell you a motherfucker, man.
Thanks, man. What makes you say that?
I'm gonna tell you all right now. I've got the whole course and I got a bunch of tools. So I decided to go out last night, man. I used one of your tools, man.
What'd you say?
But the thing is, I didn't use it the exact way that you said use it. You know, I mixed it up my own little way. It was one of the tools, like if you at the bar.
Now wait before you go any further, brother. I want to say something to you, and I want you to understand this. When you said you used one of my tools, I was finna, you know, ask you what you do, but you went further. You say, but I didn't use it exactly the way I mixed it up. Woo-woo, put your own twist on it. For your information, that's the only fucking way to really use the tool. Because if you use what I say on it, you ain't learning shit. But if you use that template, if you use that design, and you come up with your own words, and you put your own shit together, that's when the tools work magic. Because I know that what the tools are doing is cutting through the bullshit and making you appear as a real motherfucker to this bitch. But, of course, if you want to, you know, like, repeat what I said, you can do that, but that ain't going to do you no good. What you did is what's going to do you some good, bro. I'm proud to hear you did that, man.
Hey, that tool was up, man. I'm going to have to... Hey, I got that in my, what is it called?
Arsenal.
Yeah, I got that in my arsenal now.
All right, man, I'm going to put you back in, brother. That was dope. Hey, I don't want you to be hard. I don't want to be hard to hear. So if someone else out there is experiencing that I'm hard to hear, I want to hear that, because in my it says that my speakers are up 100. I did have my microphone down a little because 347. You know, it must be bad. What's up, man?
No, it was the exact opposite, man. I don't know what that nigga was talking about. You sounded fine from the get go, man. You loud and clear.
Okay. Okay, good.
Okay.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it, man. Now I'm comfortable. Hey, you guys. This is the dope scene. Trion, I see you too, man. Thanks. This is the dope, man, that you guys got to start understanding. But then if you really, really, really got to understand this. Because being somebody that can make a plan is important. But then somebody that can follow a plan is more important. And being both of those people is even more important. You gotta be able to make a plan and you gotta be able to follow that motherfucker. And if you can do that, if you actually can do that, see, you'll be taking control of your life. And, of course, I'm not limiting what I'm talking about to bitches. Here I'm talking about making these plans concerning bitches. But it's up to you, like that caller. Man, I used that tool, man. And I'm thinking he's going to say it worked like a charm because he said what I said. No! Like a charm because he used it as a template. He put his own words, his own sentences, his own emphasis on what he was actually trying to get out of that, which is what you're supposed to do, which I'm going to have different things that you have to do to stay in the goddamn group. I ain't playing. I'm not trying to be your motherfucking friend. Period. I'm opening up my motherfucking club, if that's the case. You know, opening up my circle to all you motherfuckers that will come in and that's going to be proper. Anybody that want to be proper, come on in. Let's roll. Because that's all I'm about. You know, on this show, that's what we talk about. You know, we discover truths about women and dating and motherfucking selves. We talk about problems in relationships. We talk about problems that may occur. We talk about a lot of shit. Restricted number. What's going on with you?
Hey, Rosebud, it's Trayon, man. What's up?
Hey, what's happening, Trayon?
Man, you know, I wanted to chip in because I haven't called for a couple of weeks, but I've been listening, and I heard the episode with Shantae a couple of weeks ago. And
yeah.
One thing that he was talking about was how, you know, he'd roll up to a couple of women next to the bar and stand real close to them until they noticed him. And then, you know, once they noticed him, he'd have the green light to talk to them. So I did that shit, man. And it worked.
Trying to kill me, man. You fucking kill me, man. Hey,
because I got to field test this shit, man. I have to test it for myself.
That's what I was just getting ready to say. I was just getting ready to ask you this. All right. So you heard him say it. So you went and tested it in the field.
Right.
And you said it attracted some women to you, right?
Yeah, it made them notice me.
And what made you say that? What did they say to you to make you say that?
They looked at me, and then they started talking to themselves. And I knew that they were talking about me.
Okay. Now, so what did you do after that first?
I just started talking to them straight away.
Whoa, wait a minute. I was finna say nothing. But you said you started talking to them?
Yeah, of course, man. That's what I was looking for.
I'm sorry, man. I know you're a student, and I know you really learn, man. But I'm so used to people just passing shit up. Because what I'm saying is this. Try to put yourself in Shantae's shoes. And
right.
Try for a moment to think like he would think. And I was going to ask, if once you've done that, what do you think he would have did once he noticed that they noticed him? What do you think would have did? You don't have to guess what he would have said because you're not going to be able to know that. But what I'm saying is just what do you think he would have did?
He would have pursued his plan, like whatever he wanted to say to them or what he wants to do.
Next time somebody asks you something like that, next time I ask you something like that, you have the right to say, he would have did what our motherfucker did. I got at them bitches because that's what you did. Is that why you do stuff? You don't do stuff just so you can see you did it. You do it so when you see that you do it, it's directing you towards your ultimate goal, which is whatever that is. And what I'm saying is when you stand as close as possible to these women and you ain't saying nothing to them, first and foremost, you let them think that you have way more on your mind than they're not important to you because you're standing right next to them and you ain't even attention to them. You looking good. You being confident, them bitches so curious as to who you are, and then you some kind of way turn around and make eye contact and give them a head or whatever, hey, what's happening? And the bitches gonna blush, and you got your action like you did.
Yep.
Ain't that what happened?
That's exactly what happened.
Hey, you know why I know that? Because this shit is tried, it's tested, and it's proven. If you do this shit ritually, every fucking time you go out, no matter the results, you're going to become some kind of motherfucker, which you already are, Trayon. They probably know you by now. You some motherfucker from Australia or wherever in Japan. Don't even speak that shit, but you know that bitch got titties and a pussy. And if that's the case, y'all speaking the same language, man and woman. I love
exactly
this.
Exactly right.
Trayon, go ahead.
The thing about it is now I'm starting to be able to say what I want in Japanese, too. So it's becoming even more deadly.
Oh, my. Man, wait till you're able to actually say that shit in Japanese. See, the thing about something like that, Trayon, this is what you're going to have on. This is something you better remember. See, the thing about being in like somewhere like Japan and you from Australia and learning to speak their language. See, a Japanese person speaking Japanese, they're going to say everything the way a Japanese person would say it, and it's going to come out exactly the way a Japanese person would mean it. But when you get to saying it, you're going to have a wrong kind of accent. You're going to put the wrong emphasis on the words, and it's going to turn them goddamn bitches on. Because not only where this Japanese guy would say, "Hello, madam, do you think we can have sex?" However they say that in Japanese, you're going to be saying, "You know, girl, I've been thinking about, you know, hitting that pussy." You're going to say it it's your way, but you're going to be using Japanese words. Oh,
right.
Right. So, you got to keep me informed, man, because believe it or not, I'm in Japan with you. I'm getting to experience some of this shit that you tell me, man. So make sure you keep me in the loop, bro. That's what's up, man.
Hey,
you got anything else, man?
Nah, man, I'll keep you in the loop, and I'm looking forward to that group that you're talking about.
Bro. Make sure you jump. Well, you already hit me. I got you. I just didn't respond. I got your shit, though.
All right.
You got. Be cool, man. All right. Now, dudes, first of all, I am a firm believer in change. I just believe that change is a good thing. I believe that changing with is a basis or a foundation for you is not a good thing. So you have to be able to balance this shit. So otherwise, when change is promoting you achieving your goals, then that change is good. You know, you have to be reason for something. And your goals are, in my opinion, the best thing for you to reach for. Any goal that you really have. Now, you got to start thinking like this. You know, just as you are what you eat. If you eat bullshit, your body is going to reflect bullshit health. It's the same as you are who you hang out with. You are what you think. There's no separation. So you can't, or you shouldn't, make goals and think scary-ass bullshit about it. Even if it's a major goal. You can't think, if you think the scary shit, don't get me wrong, I think scary shit sometimes. But I'm not no scary motherfucker. You know, I will think some shit, oh my goodness. But I'm going to do it any motherfucking way, because I'm not no scary-ass. You have to think some shit and be able to go after it. You can't be one of these no-goal, having scary, cupcake-ass motherfuckers. Dudes of my caliber, we think she should worship us all the time. And, you know, we never act thankful or grateful that she's like giving us some pussy or some action or whatever. Now, when I say worship us, I don't mean get on their knees, bow down to us, and call us master. And I don't mean that kind of goddamn shit. But if you let some bitch hear what I just said, that's how they would take it, because they only see negative ass bullshit. When I say worship me, that means that they are in such appreciation of me representing what I say, that they're so attracted and so enamored by the fact that I have goals, they're like fucking turned on that I have a purpose in life and I know what the purpose is. All they meet is dudes who don't have the shit. All they meet is dudes who's lying about having this shit. Man, when I let a bitch know that I can paint and I can fucking build shit, man, it just turns them on. Especially after they know who I am. I just can't imagine being this kind of person with the reputation that I have. See, I just don't be thankful. She giving me action. And I believe this is how you're supposed to think of yourself. Now, if you don't think this, if you don't think this about yourself, why would you expect her to think it? How could you expect her to think it if you don't think it? Women, I keep telling you guys over and over, women don't give a fuck how smart you are. They only goddamn care about how sharp your ass is. I mean, adding or knowing the square root of 78 million, that ain't shit to a bitch. So if you want to have a woman attracted to you, you got to concentrate on representing what attracts her. And that's a man. A real man. I forget which tool it is. As a matter of fact, some kind of way I'm going to put that conversation up. I have a conversation I had with this woman live on the air. And as we were talking, you know, she was saying different shit. And I was asking her, you know, basically what attracts her, you know, in a man, what makes her like me, the particular man that's talking, and what makes her like or dislike. You should have heard her answers. Her answers were fucking dope. And regardless if it's what you believe or not, you need to take those types of situations and actually delve into them so that you can goddamn figure out what you want to do. You don't have to agree with what I think. If you do or not, you know, just call in and say whatever you want to say is fine. I'm not getting away from my shows, but I'm getting to where I'm really interested in the group. You know, my focus is on the group. My goddamn courses provide confidence building information that is guaranteed to teach you to have a firm grasp on life and how social interaction with women work. And you're going to learn new information to help you to develop proactive, not reactive, proactive directions and goals and how to control your sexual thoughts and the outcomes of what you think naturally. You learn all this from my class. Most importantly, you're going to gain the ability to produce the desired results in any fucking fucking endeavor you undertake. In any environment. And you know what? Over 5,000 motherfuckers can't be wrong. I don't doubt it. I don't even have any questions about it anymore. I got 5,000 alumni. I got more than 5,000. 5,000 a couple of months ago. These motherfuckers know what they're doing. You know, I've got several emails about different shit. And, you know, I didn't build, you know, respect over the years. But I don't want to lose that shit. And I know some dudes been following me for the past 6 or 7 years, and I know you know that I'm not really a verbal motherfucker when it comes to sex. And that's because of who I am and who we are and who we really striving to be. I'm not really saying, or am I trying to imply, that pussy is not important. I'm not saying that. I can't help, you know, but notice how much of what I want to talk about at one time had been reduced to sex. So I just want to say that when it comes to sex, dudes like me, one of the reasons we're like we are is because we want to have a lot of different women. And one of the reasons we want to have a lot of different women is because each one of them will be different sexually, even though they have, each of them have pussies and mouths. They're going to use them differently. They're going to think in them differently. And what that does for a dude like me is turn me on. It has me totally involved in the sex. Because it's not repetitious, it's not the same motherfucking bitch, you know. All this shit is going on here. And it's making me be a better fucking motherfucker. Now, why I'm telling you this is that this is what's going to happen to you once you understand why you should catch women, not a woman. You want to catch women so you can have that variety. And you build your appetite for sex up based on the variety of women that you have dealt with or that you deal with. And what this does for you is make you always satisfy a woman. You just do. You know, some of you guys probably noticed also, and you know, you probably brought it to my attention, and I appreciate you did, that, this was back a while. I'm not going to even say this. I take that back. You guys haven't heard, this was a little while back. 313, what's up? Who is this, Q?
You know it. What's up, Unc?
Nothing, what's that?
Hey, Dick, what changes you got going on your end? I know you got a new office and all this shit, but I'm talking about as far as what your little club or the little invites you got going on for those who have purchased a part of the course.
Right. What about it?
Can you break it down for me? I missed it.
I'm a starter group. It's actually an extension of the male confidence course. And you look at the male confidence course like you're in undergrad school. This group is going to be, I haven't decided how long it's going to take for you to complete it. But this group is going to have a lot of shit you can do that's going to actually make you like a good student, have a master in this. Otherwise, what we're going to be doing in the group is actually applying and using all the stuff that you learned. I know you guys probably think you're doing it, and you may be doing it. But in the group, we're going to have things that you have to do, and you got to do them right. And once you do them right, it's an advance, it's a step, and it is very unique what I'm going to be doing. And you do have to have the entire course to get in there. You don't have to have all the tools, but you do have to have the course.
Okay, cool.
That clear it up?
All right. Yeah, you can put me back in.
All right, for sure. Okay. Right. Now, see, people are different. People are very fucking different. And what's good for me may not be, you know, your company. But I still have to continue on my path. And I'm sure you know that goes for you, too. You have to continue on your path. You can't just trip on what I say, unless, of course, what I say affects you in the right way. You know, if I did that, I wouldn't have no backbone if I just changed. And neither would you. And I'd lose all the respect that I've built and earned for motherfuckers like you. I don't want any of you to think any bullshit about me. You know, I make statements, and I hear them referred to as pep talk, which could not be further from the truth. I just want you guys, I know some of you new to me, a lot of you heard me say this before. I wish you would understand. I can't get away from the fact that I was a pimp. I cannot get away from the fact that I think like a goddamn pimp. But what I can get away from is you miss motherfucking controlling what I'm saying. That's pimp talk. I am speaking to men. And when I talk to pimps, I do talk pimp talk. But I'm talking to pimps when I talk like that, or at least people on the Down and Dirty show. When I'm on this show, then I use some statements that may sound as what, it's because that's the vernacular that I use. But what you should be doing is hearing the message in what I'm saying. Stop getting turned off or turned in the wrong direction because you know I was a motherfucking pimp. I have hella shit to say to you, ain't got nothing to do with no goddamn pimping. The thing is, and you've heard it on this show and probably a lot of other shows, you know that pimps are top of the food chain when it comes to manhood women. But here is where the mistake is being made, especially concerning me. When I say something that makes a little over your head, most of you will try to find a way to understand it. Most of you that took my course. If you can't understand it, you still want to make some sense of why you can't. And in my case, you blame it on the people. What I'm saying is a little over your head, and instead of you trying to figure out what it means and where I'm coming from, he's talking that shit. That makes you say, oh, man, you don't really have to figure it out because you ain't trying to be a pimp. Just let me clarify something for you motherfuckers. It's a well-kept secret, except for dudes like me, and that's all women are a fucking minuscule fraction away being a motherfucking hoe. And a man like me knows that goddamn shit, which is why I do not care one iota what some bitch think before she meet me. I mean, if this be a teacher, a doctor, a fucking singer, or a lawyer, or who, I don't give a fuck what she do. If you start fucking with one of us, somebody that think like me, somebody that believes in themselves, it's going to be on and cracking to our tenets, not to what she believes or any of that shit. Because, see, what we practice, what we practice is what we believe in. Our very existence is about what we practice. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Women love a motherfucker with a set of beliefs that she cannot make him change. Stay with it. And if you don't believe, just ask yourself this. What do they do when your motherfucking actually get close with them? Some kind of way they want to change this or change that, something. I mean, you guys just don't consider that this woman, who has the full potential to be a hoe, sees you just as real hoes sees you. I mean, don't make the mistake. Don't make that mistake because this bitch ain't out selling pussy. She don't see you as a trick. Women today have been taught by the media and by fools like you to flop their motherfucking pussy as an asset. Real hoes learn from the king. And they're on the job training that a hard dick ain't got no motherfucking conscience. That's why they can charge any motherfucker who's looking for some pussy. This is especially so if all you want is pussy. Now, Sal, see, you can be saying, man, he's talking that goddamn hair top wood. No, I'm not. I'm telling you how these fucking bitches see you. Your square ass going to work at your accounting office job, coming home, just trying to have a good time with some beers and your buddies. And the bitch see you. Believe me. She's seeing you like what I'm explaining and what I'm describing. I can say the same shit on my damn dirty show, and I would be talking about hoes. But I just told you that regular women, just because they ain't sell pussy, don't mean they don't think like hoes. The alpha motherfuckers I know are fully aware of this shit and have ingrained it into their very consciousness to tap that ass last. Get the bitch head and all that's between her ears before you get what's between her legs. A person to know, you know, such as my goddamn self, at this point of getting a pussy, this woman, once I'm at that point, this woman has already been brain fucked to her goddamn satisfaction, which is displayed by her motherfucking staying with me and waiting for me to tell her that I want to hit that motherfucking pussy. See, what I'm saying is when a bitch with me, I'm doing whatever I'm doing, and I'm not just doing something. I'm doing it, speaking without using words, so that I can let this bitch tell me her true intentions. She ain't got to say shit to me. Her body is going to tell me. The way she look at me, the way she do respond, when she respond, all that shit tells me what I want to know besides the goddamn words she uses. No, I done told you. I want all with me in my courses to have many women, not just one woman. I want you to see what women think, not what a woman thinks. You can't have one woman truly if all you think is pussy. But you guys won't ever, you know, get to have more than one bitch because all of you are so fucking hungry for pussy. And this goddamn lady, this potential hoe, is gonna make sure she keeps you on full. Why? Because the bitch is gonna need something. And she knows as long as you on full, long as your dick's off, because it's just been, you know, treated properly, you gonna do anything that bitch asks. You don't have to admit it. You don't fucking have to admit it to me. But when you in the mirror, motherfucker staring back, admit it to him. Or not. Don't ever admit it. Let me tell you something else. All of you guys would be capable of being men that could have holes, real holes, if you wanted more from a woman than her pussy. all real men have much more on their mind than how well they can fuck this bitch. I mean, but they definitely still fucks. And they can fuck this. I know, because bitches tell me all the time. Not really today, because I'm married. But if I wouldn't, I'd be out there doing what I'm telling you to do. The reason the end of my background is at the top of the food chain is we've controlled our thoughts about sex. We didn't control it to come last. It's not first, it's last. Because we know if we get that bitch, she can't leave her pussy. She can't leave her purse. She can't leave her valuables anywhere she thinks is safe. Because wherever that is, in the bank vault, in the bank clothes, if you got the bitch, in the morning, you're going to get her to go and open that shit up and get you what you want or what you need. We also know if you get that bitch put too quick, she ain't going to do nothing to charge your motherfucking ass in the long run. I've stated this before, and I'm not ashamed to say it again. Since I left the game, I will hit that pussy with that offers me, or I'm going to be seeing that bitch again. I ain't trying to be your friend and talk to you, but this kind of shit don't mean hitting the pussy is all that's on my mind. When it comes to pussy, I don't want a motherfucking bitch playing no pussy games with me, which is what all you motherfuckers experience. This is a pussy game. The woman will call you, or you call her and y'all talking. It is Monday night. And she tells you, you know what, next Sunday, when, you know, I'm going to let you, we're going to go all the way. What? Yeah, we're going to go all the way. You hang up. And now, for the rest of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, you are a sucker for this bitch. Whatever she needs, unless it costs too much. Well, I'm saying anything, can you go to the store and get me some low taxes? Oh, yeah, baby. Why? Because if you tell her no, she's fucking around and change her mind about Sunday. See, do you think that bitch don't know that? Do you think this is an accident that she tells you on Monday that she gonna give you some pussy Sunday? That's my lesson. See, me, bitch tell me some shit like that, nah, bitch, I want pussy now or fuck you. I'll tell her just like that. And my reason for saying this to you is it seems you don't fully understand. I have adopted a mentality, not the philosophy. I've adopted the mentality of a person that you deem is at the top of the food chain concerning women. I've adapted it in such a way that regular motherfuckers can benefit from it. Man, I didn't put in my courses the essence of what makes a man of my past so goddamn irresistible to women. And I broke it down in layman's terms for you to fully utilize to your benefit. But I don't know how many times, 4, 5, 6 times, you didn't hear me live on the radio talking to a woman I didn't know was going to call. But she did. And when I got done with it, she was giggling and all kinds of shit. Everybody could hear. I could have that bitch. See, I did this shit for you because I, for the first time, once I became a square, see shit that I couldn't see before. Before, I was a pimp, and I didn't allow myself to see that kind of shit. But at this point, I'm a goddamn square. I'm a regular Joe. I just have a lot of experience with women. And I'm offering you the same chances to see this in your life. 409, what's up?
What's up, bud? I just got on the show, man. I just tuned in. I was just hearing what y'all was talking about tonight.
This is Mr. P?
Huh?
Who is this?
This is Jarvis. I called in probably about a month ago.
Oh, okay. You sounded like another brother I know. But it, yeah, okay, you just tuned in. Man, we talking about a lot of shit, but you know, my shit is in the archives. Just hit it in after the show, listen to it from the beginning. It's a good show, though.
Okay.
You got any questions?
Oh, no, I just want to introduce myself to the show, man. This is Jarvis, man. I'm going to be calling in, and I don't know how many callers you got on there, man, but every time I tune in, I only hear about two or three people pushing the button.
That's all that be, you know, right now I got about 35 people in the queue, but only two or three people hit the button.
I wonder why they don't never call. I mean, at least introduce yourself, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, that's it. Let me get this other caller, bro.
All right, man.
403, what's happening?
Hey, what's good, bud? This is J Money from D.C.
What's happening, man?
Not much, not much. I got a question. It's for me, I feel like I got, like, 1 foot in, like, the square door and 1 foot in, like, the down and dirty door, and it's hard. I feel the pull from both directions. How do you make a decision like that?
Well, man, you don't make that decision. It's already made for you. You a square, you know it, so just be a square. This ain't nothing but being a square, man. If you want to be down and dirty, you'll know it, because as soon as you hear shit that sounds real, you'll jump on it. You won't be thinking about it. You won't need nobody to tell you shit. If you really kind of want to do that shit, as soon as you hear shit that you think is right, you jump on that shit and you go out and do it, man. So what you should do is focus on what time it is with yourself, man. I would imagine that you don't have none of that shit.
All right. No. You're right.
Wait. Why do you think I can say that?
Because of the kind of question I'm asking.
Kinda. But the questions that you're asking, you wouldn't have that type of question to ask if you have the core, because you would have found out much about yourself. And that's what the course is about. This is why people have the issues that you're having, because instead of them accepting what time it is with them, because in reality, you obviously don't know what time it is with you, because you're thinking one thing, then you want to do something else, and then you're thinking that. It is not a bad thing to not know what time it is with you. It's only bad after you realize you don't know what time it is with yourself, and you continue accepting that you don't know what time it is with yourself. See, now that's when it becomes bad. So I suggest for you to go listen to my shows. If you hear what I'm talking about to the extent that you want to investigate that course, you do. And what I will guarantee you, I don't know how long you've been listening to me, but I don't think you've ever heard anything negative about my course. I have over 5,000 alumni, and what I'm saying is, if my shit did not work, people wouldn't be sending me $800 at a time. You know, they would, if they just wanted to try it, they would send me $50 and get whatever they get for $50. But no, These motherfuckers get the whole library. Why? Because I am not lying to you. I don't care if you buy it. I don't care if you don't buy it. I only care if you do buy it. And if you do buy it, then I'm going to stand by what I'm saying, and you're going to learn exactly all the things that you're missing in this show that I say tonight, because this is how we expound on the course. This show, every show, is actually part of the course, because in the course, it tells you, it teaches you how to listen, which the average person don't know how to listen. And as I speak, I drop so many gems. But if I dropped all the gems on the course would be 500 hours long. So we don't do it like that. The course is only, I don't know, 8 hours. I forget how long it is. But what I'm saying is all these shows have gems in it. Why? Because I'm an OG. The OGs, you know, they don't paraphrase what they're saying, but they say it in like a parable. We talk in stories. And the reason we talk in stories is because we don't want to give you answers. We want to extract the answers from what we say, which is how you learn, if you understand that.
I do.
Well, get at me, and unless you got another question?
I do, yeah. So like it's just like real life situations. So like I'm one semester from graduating from college, undergraduate, and I just got a job with my professor. But like on the campus, there's all these girls that I can see the hoe in them, and I'm just like I can't even focus on that. I got to do all this school shit.
Well, man, I feel sorry for you, bro, because if you can't focus on a bitch and work your way through school, how you gonna live life?
All right, I hear that. You can pull me back.
Bro, listen to me. I would never allow that to stop me from fucking with bitches. I graduated my master's teaching and learning with technology with a 4.0, bro. I did this bullshit. I certainly did stop fucking. If you understand what I'm saying, brother, ain't no way in the world that 4.0 gonna mean more than getting me some pussy. But at the same time, ain't no way getting that pussy gonna mean more than that 4.0. So I'm gonna do
at the same time.
You goddamn right, brother. I'm not going to make no damn choice when it comes to shit like that. Both of those are life-giving things.
Mm-hmm.
And telling that what you're doing and fucking, okay, come on, man. Who don't want to do that shit? We all do. But see, what we all don't have is what I teach in my course, man. You got to put two and together. Mm-hmm. You can't lose. You're losing right now because you ain't getting no pussy. Fuck that. You supposed to put shit together to where you win. You can't think of the losing way and accept because that's the case you lose. No, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You say, man, I got to get this paper in tonight and I'm going to fuck that bitch. You say, well, shit, I ain't no fucker tonight, man. I'm going to get this paper tonight. I'm going to fuck that bitch tomorrow. For sure. And you do it. You do that shit, man, and you don't let her come between what's important as far as your, you know, getting your paper done or, you know, studying. But then it don't take you no, well, it might take you 3 or 4 hours to bust on the left, but it don't take no 3 or 4 hours. Shit, I'll be in fuck the bitch in 15 minutes. Not that that's all I want to spend with her, but if it's about me getting that motherfucking, you know, lightning in my chest, 15 minutes is cool. Then I'll go back to study. You see what I'm saying, bro?
I see what you're saying.
We gotta start thinking how to win.
How to win.
We gotta stop thinking how to lose. And the way, whether you know it or not, the way you just express what you express is thinking how to lose. You just thinking about losing. Fuck that. We gotta think about winning. And that requires extra thought. And once you put that extra thought in it, bro, you're going to hit me back next week. God damn it, Rosewood. I should have been putting that extra thought in it. You know, all the time I smashed two straight in, I got up and ran before I was due.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because you work better. You're more efficient when you do the shit that you want to do the way you want to do it. And as long as you are a conscientious type person, you ain't short step or half step on any of it. You know, you trust yourself that much. I do too. That's me, man. I ain't gonna half step. So, you know, I'm gonna miss my little hour and go over here and bust baby out, and then I'll be back. Mm-hmm. That's your book. All right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put you back in, bro. You know it. I appreciate you. See, all I'm trying to do is get those of you who are inclined to do it, that motherfucking alpha dog that's in you. That's all I'm trying to do. The confidence in my course is built, the confidence that is built is real. And many of the alumni that I've talked to have been on these shows to verify what they've gotten from the goddamn course. And the most common thing they say is that they no longer have to speak to a woman in a club because of how often they get approached first. That's music to my ears. All of the motherfuckers admit it's the confidence that they learn how to display and attract women with it. Having confidence is one thing. But knowing how to display it without people thinking you're arrogant, without people thinking you're some kind of show-off type bastard. See, none of the motherfuckers that fuck with me had that knowledge or the gumption to do what they're doing now until the goddamn courses laced them. And there is no way I can say with a straight face that you don't need skills in the bedroom. You damn well do need some fucking skills in the bedroom. You better know what you're doing. And you better have positions. Sure, you need how to handle a woman in the bed. And I've never had no guy. Well, I've had crazy shit sometimes. I fuck a bitch fast. I don't give a fuck, bitch. I'm done. I can fuck you. Sometimes I don't come. Sometimes I fuck a bitch forever and don't even come. I mean, bitch, you getting me. The whole motherfucking, I do all that. I'm an old nigga. Shit. Sometimes I be thinking about some shit trying to fuck a bitch. I be forgot I'm fucking a bitch. Nigga, dick stay so hard there, I'm fucking a bitch. Oh, shit. I mean, what the fuck can I say, man? You need to know what to do with a bitch. But my question to you is, what the fuck you gonna do after that? You can't fuck forever. Where the fuck do your fucking skills take you after you're done fucking? My skills are taking any woman I just fuck. And I certainly not dependent on how well I fucked her to know where I'm going with her. You know, for your information, she will not be doing no goddamn hoeing. I told you, I got no interest in having a motherfucking hoe. I have so much shit I want a bitch to do for me now since I've graduated from being a pimp, kind sir, until it's just unimaginable. Don't get twisted about me. I am no longer a goddamn pimp and have absolutely zero desire to be one. But does that mean I'm supposed to motherfucking forget how much game I have or how I affect women? Does it mean that I should not share this knowledge I have about women with motherfuckers like you who gonna use it? Shit. My desire is to become an internationally acclaimed motherfucker in my own right besides this goddamn pimping. And I look confident through my writings and my chorus. You watch and see. I'm an accomplished author. I didn't write books. I've also financed a couple of documentaries. I then invented three children's games that teach you about putting numbers together and history. I got hella shit to tell a bitch after I fuck her. That's going to turn her on to me more, much more than any dick could ever do. I'm already in that goddamn bitch head. Because I got the confidence it takes to get there and the knowledge to stay. I'll fuck a bitch and have her buy my next 1,000 units I need to sell, my 1,000 t-shirts, 1,000 fucking books, whatever. Or I'll fuck a bitch and have her get my graphics done for my next book cover. Or I'll fuck a bitch and have her have whatever the fuck I need in my next project to complete it. What I'm saying is I do not believe in simply going after some goddamn pussy. But I will say this. I do believe that it's essential for someone to be trusted enough by you to tell you some deep secrets about the bedroom. But that ain't. I think there's people that can surely handle you in that regard. On this show, I'm going to talk to you about what you can get from a woman by showing her you serious as a motherfucker. You're a serious alpha man with serious shit on your mind that needs to be tended to. If you can't do nothing for me except help me come, fuck you, bitch. And I want you all to think that way. Then you will with the help of my courses. Now, we all should understand what I just said. And hopefully, we can continue to have these kind of discussions. Because you can't tell me they don't help you. You can't tell me the kind of shit we talk about is not helpful. Say six, I see you, baby. What's up?
What's up with it, bud? Dang. Good
yeah,
show, man.
Good.
A lot of games getting kicked around over here. But yeah, let me just run something by you, all. Yeah, let me run something by you, bud. You know, when it comes to asking a broad for some money, you know, I know your technique is the entrepreneur, creating a scenario for a business, you know what I'm saying, help you out. But what about for the guys who ain't got no entrepreneur, you know what I'm saying, got nothing entrepreneurship going on? You know, so he just, you know what I'm saying, go full throttle with it. And just ask the bitch straight up, like, hey, baby, you want to fuck with me? You know, I got certain requirements. You know, what would your take?
Well, man, if you say it like that, man, you ain't going to get her. So what I'm saying is if you ain't got nothing entrepreneurial about you, but you still want to charge bids, then you got to play for it, man. You know, you got to, let's see. Something like, now, I play games sometimes. Stare down, bitch, look. You can't look at me in my eyes without blinking before you'll blink before me. We have a stare down. Okay. Now, as we have in this stare down, I know how to win. That's why I'm going to make it about not gambling, but I'm going to tell her, bet $50. And the bitch gonna say, okay. Now, I look at the bitch, and what I'm gonna do to win, we're gonna start off X amount of distance from each other. Say that's like damn near 2 feet. And then as we stare at each other, I'm gonna get closer and closer and closer to that bitch. So I'm damn near face to face, nose to nose with that bitch. And at that point, she's gonna blink. And when she blinks, you want your 50, you don't demand it, but you ask, and you know, you let her know that you want your 50. And when the bitch pays you, you got to let the bitch know, you know, shit, I just want to see what kind of woman you are, you know. You seem like you might, well, help a motherfucker when a motherfucker needs some help. you ain't supposed to chicken shit with your money here, bitch. Take this 50 back. I just want to see where you come from. Now you done planted a seed in her head. So you gotta come up with something. You can't just ask a bitch for some money. And if you can't come up with nothing, you don't need no money. But what I'm saying is after you didn't plant the seed, you come up with some maybe shit, I don't know, maybe you want some fucking tires. I don't know the fuck you need, bitch. I need some fucking tires. Look, why don't you go put it on your credit card? A bitch will say, okay. Shit. That's how you do shit, man. You gotta play for it. You can't just ask for
okay. Okay.
I mean, you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. I understood exactly what you said, for sure.
Well, did I give you some game?
Yeah, I got some game out of that, you know? You plant the seed in their head so you can set the tone of a bitch already giving you something. And then once you set that seed, you just create a scenario. Hey, baby, you know, I need some tires in this car. How about you put on the credit card? And the seed is already in her head for her to give. So, yeah, I understand.
Hey, bro, my courses is available. My tools are available. It's up to you to get them. Hey,
I already got it.
You got everything. No wonder you so smooth, motherfucker. Okay. Well, I hear it for sure. Putting you back right. In, man. That was dope. Listen. Together, you and I, tonight, have covered quite a few things. But I have some things still to go. See how women will give you... Oh, shit, I'm sorry, 76. I still had you. I know women will give you the world if you know how to get at them about it. See, and just what you were asking me just now, 76. See, you don't have to want what I want from a woman. But the sooner you realize that you must want something more than simplicity, the sooner you'll realize your deepest desires in life. The 786, you probably just want to be able to say to yourself, you didn't have a bitch give you some money. You don't want to charge her. So what I'm saying is this. Don't be mad at me because I can rely on skills that none of you motherfuckers have. Don't be mad at me because I want more from a woman than some goddamn pussy. Don't think I'm saying you shouldn't want a TTA when the time comes. Oh. But you swear a TTA is capped that ass. Every motherfucking thing you think, everything is possible. And the only way you won't get it done is if you don't get up and do it. Your confidence is waiting on your move. The next motherfucking woman in your life is waiting on your motherfucking move. You got to get your shit fixed. You got to get your mind well. Stop ailing in the game of dating. And get what you want from a motherfucking woman. You all accept that if it's at all possible, any woman that you're fucking will charge you, right? You accept that. All of you. You accept that. All right. What I don't understand is why you don't want something from her. I mean, she wants your dick just like you want her pussy. But that bitch, she wants something else from you. She ain't hardly going to be satisfied with just getting your goddamn dick. So, you just have to just accept what I'm telling you as truth. And you have to understand that it's obvious to her that you accept that she wants something else from you besides your dick. It's just obvious. She is not going to even really consider giving some pussy unless she already thinks it's something else, you know, in it for her. I wonder what makes it so goddamn hard for you to think like that about you, about your dick. I wonder what is so hard. See, all a woman gives you is a pussy. And she really believes that she can ask you for whatever she needs because of it. Why can't you do the same thing? You gave her some dick. I've always been one to believe that frat exchange is in no way robbery. Her sex organ is worth gifts. So is motherfucking mine. I mean, do you guys remember the four no's? It's really five no's. But back in the day, it was four no's. No apologies, no fear, no shame, no regret. You know, you have to make a woman see these things in you. How do it all in my courses? See, when I'm in a brawl, my confidence is very evident. And as long as she has observed how I use my confidence, I'm a catcher. If you don't know how to use your confidence, what good is being confident? I know you want to know how you know she's watching your moves and paying attention to your combo. See, what us really need to do is realize you need my fucking courses. There's certain ways to speak to a woman who's going to consider doing something. Or whatever you're talking about, there's certain ways. And your leadership qualities should be evident, quite evident, when you add her. And you show that by taking charge right away. See, people want to know how do you keep envy and jealousy in check when it comes to other men. You keep that kind of shit in check by knowing what you should do with women. You keep that kind of shit in check by knowing how far you'll let a woman lead you into some shit you ain't got no business being in. You have to always be able to keep your emotions from clouding your judgments and affecting your actions. When you get into that shit, you're going to know, or you're going to need to know, or want to know, the correct way to process all the things that you're thinking about. And the one thing that I always tell myself, and I pride myself in thinking, is that I'm different. I swear I think that would die. I'm different. I am not like all these motherfuckers that they know what they're doing when it comes to women. I'm not, you know, trying to make you a client of mine. I'm not trying to make you some motherfucker that needs me like that. I'm trying to make you a motherfucker that got action and hearing shit that was going to wake your motherfucking ass up. It has the potential to really wake you up. So, I mean, I can stop right now. But I really don't want to stop. But I do. I need questions right now. And if I could get one or two questions, it would be cool. And I always find myself at these points. 409, that's you, goddamn. What can I do for you, bro?
Sounds good.
I got you. What's up?
Yeah, I was listening to your conversation, man. Do you think that men are programmed to think a certain way and they programmed to treat women a certain way? That's why they act the way they act nowadays, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yes, I think that, bro. I mean, think about it. First, I mean, you know, I'm old, brother, man, so you got to bear with me. You got to think about shit, man. Words mean a lot. Back in the day, when we were slaves, rape, only when a motherfucker took a white bitch pussy. So what I'm saying is, that white bitch that got raped, she didn't end up hating women. She might have was traumatized. I mean, dudes, she might have was traumatized, and it did kind of, you know, fuck her up. But she overcame it. But think of this. The motherfucking nigga, the black bitch, she got raped every fucking day. Her daughters got raped. All of them got raped. If rape actually had the effect that people say rape have today on women, today women fall apart. They're fucked up for the rest of their life. They got to see a psychiatrist for the next 5 years. They don't like men. All this shit. If that shit is true, there would be no black people. All the black women would have turned off. They've been raped so much they wouldn't like men. None of that shit is true, man. So what I'm saying is, the more you hear words, especially today, and the more these words, this definition, that for you is one thing, and for that motherfucking peckerwood, hey, what I'm saying is, that dude or whoever that Republican that's been accused of rape. See, somebody like him, he can say that's not true, and he can defend it. And if it is true, whatever. Some motherfucker like me or you, whatever we was doing is dead. So my point is, your program, back to your question, your program through a vast network of subliminal things, the subliminal things that goes on around us all the time. A bitch can walk down the street with her pants right up the crack of her ass, with her titties poked under her chin, and she could not expect you to look at her. That's crazy. So you have the man walking down the street, see this bitch dressed like that, you're going to make yourself not try not to look at her because of the shit that could happen. And that, my yep. man, is how you get programmed.
Yep.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I just wanted to get your take on it. I mean, I feel the same way.
So the thing is to unprogram yourself by not getting into that shit. You already know what the fuck society is going to do. So when you say something to a bitch, the last thing you want to do is offend her. So you might make it clear. I sure hope I offend you when I say this. You have to protect yourself. But at the same time, in that way, you can still be aggressive too. You just got to learn how to do it. I do it. I swear to God, I'll reach over a bitch in a minute. She's in the produce department, and I could go around her to get this. I'll reach over her so she can smell my cologne. And if she looks at me, I got plenty to say. She could be looking at me because she's saying, "You fucking no-mannered bastard." That could be what she's thinking. But what I'm thinking is, damn, that bitch giving me action. So whose fault am I going on? I'm going to go on my my thoughts. That's how we should roll, bro. You feel me?
Yep.
All right, man. Thanks. 1203, what's up?
Yeah, I got a question. On the whole phrase, the game is to be sold, not told. Like, my question is that always in dollars and cents, or could it be on some like Karate Kid shit, or even telling stories where they got to figure the answer out?
Do you know what game is to be sold and not told means?
Yeah, I mean, because when you give it away, they don't appreciate it.
Well, that's true. But, you know, the way the game is to be sold and not told is sort of a metaphor. Because
okay. The
game is to be sold, but what I'm saying is when you're telling it to a hoe, if you're a pimp, when you're telling it to a hoe, you expect her to go and execute the things that you're doing and come and give you the money. But when you're talking to another man, you can't expect that. So, in reality, game is to be appreciated. And when you're dealing with women that you want to flip, game is to be sold and not told. But when you deal with a person like me and you, in this interaction, game is appreciated. So when me and you talk like men, and the reason we can do that is because you ain't asking no damn questions. You know, you say, hey, man, I was out the other night, and I did this, that, and the other, this, this, blue. And we start talking about that, you're going to appreciate the gems that I drop on you. So you might buy me a drink. You might, when after I was going to buy me a blow. You know, that's a pay for the information that you was able to share while me and you kicked it. But people have taken that phrase, game is to be sold, not told, and manipulated it to mean what they wanted to mean for their particular advantageous moment. Otherwise,
right. If
you want me to say something to you, then you got to pay me. And you said, man, why you like that? Man, game is to be sold, not told. But, you know, well, okay, I can see that. But that's not really what phrase means. Game is to be told, not told, means you prove yourself instead of talk about yourself. Otherwise, motherfuckers go, man, I got this, I got that. I'm doing that, I'm doing woo, woo, woo. You know, hey, you telling it. But when you ain't saying shit and you pull up in your Rolls Royce and you got the diamonds on, you got hell of bitches not with you, but you know you got them, and you buy a drink. See, that game is being sold. Motherfucker is buying that shit.
Wow, I got a new perspective. I never looked at it like that.
Because, bro, you don't have no OGs to kick it with.
No.
OGs go all the way back to the beginning, man. That's why when you do have that kind of question, I like going into what I'm talking about because it actually sheds real light. Game is to be sold and not told is when a motherfucker's in a pool hall talking shit. And I say to myself, I'm sick of that motherfucker talking shit. Nigga, game is to be sold, not told. You know, everybody in the pool hall is going to say, yeah, nigga, that's right. And what we said, motherfucker, ain't nobody going to hear that shit. Prove that shit.
Ah, okay. Wow. I got it.
Get laced, man. That's what it's all about. We get laced out here, man. This shit, even though that's some old motherfucking shit we just was talking about, you see how new it is, the brother, how new it became to him when we kicked it. So, I mean, I got a couple more things I want to talk about. And I just take my time because it's very important to me. But at the same time, I'm not going to really go into this because it's going to take, wait a minute. It's going to take a lot. So what I want you to do, I want you to put it in your minds that I don't claim to be some kind of goddamn guru that can show you how to magically catch women. I don't do that. But I do claim to to be able to show you how to put together a method of pursuit that is sound and will net you results. How to walk. How to catch. If you have situations that could bring to me things that have occurred in your quest to catch bitches, things that have happened and you want to talk about them. See, that's where I come in. I can bring clarity to you about the shit. I had to drink some water. I fucking got the hiccups. You guys know me, and those of you that don't know me, whenever I get excited about what I'm doing, I get the fucking hiccups. Why? I don't fucking know. But if you listen to my goddamn videos on YouTube or you listen to these damn shows and the shit gets exciting, you'll hear me having to get some water because I had a hiccups. I didn't do that. Let me tell you something. Matter of fact, I do that shit when I get in bitches. And when I'm really getting it, I have hiccups. But I know how to pay it off. So, you know, I know I'm going to have a hiccup. And I feel the hiccup coming. And I do the first hiccup and give me some water immediately. Man, you know, just a long drink of water. I don't care if I got to go in the bathroom, I'm going to get some water. Because I ain't trying to hiccup. It sounds real fucked up. But fuck that. What I'm saying is I try to give you a way to catch bitches. I try to give you a way to live a life that's going to make you be able to prosper according to your time schedule. I don't want you to wait on nobody. I don't want nobody fucking telling you shit. I want you to be an asshole like me. I know I'm an asshole. If the motherfucker like that punk ass nigga, I'm a real asshole because I was hard on that motherfucker because I'm not trying to go soft. And I'm glad I was hard. I wish I was harder because you can fuck some of you guys. But that's neither here nor there. I'll never fuck you. But what I am going to do, I'm signing off tonight. I'm a little early. I'm 20 minutes early. And I was only able to put a few notes together for tonight because I've been doing my office. And you will notice my videos, YouTube videos, that my office is new, everything is different, and I'm making moves. But the biggest move I'm making is starting that group. And that group is really for the Ask Rosebud listeners that bought the motherfucking 1.0, 2.0, and 3.0 of the Male Feminist course. And I keep talking about it's going to come, blah, blah, blah. Well, it was years ago. You know, a goal when I somebody next, it's gonna be next year, blah blah. I told you it's gonna be in some weeks now. It's in weeks, and I already told you it's gonna be called Council of Extraordinary Men. That's the name of it. Council of Extraordinary Men. That's gonna be our new group. That's gonna be where you actually, those of you that have, first of all, I'm going to make sure you learn 1, 2, and 3.0 by the things I asked you in this group. And then we're going to go further and take it to the next level. You're going to fucking get a master's. After I see that you did learn 1.1, 2, and 3.0, you're going to get that master's. Then we're going to continue on with the master's. Hey, with that, I'm gone. Today was a good show. Don't worry, next Sunday, beautiful 2 hours. Thursdays, down dirty, 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. That's only 90 minutes. And everything is everything. Stay up. Don't let no motherfucker hold you down.